Wisconsin is evolving the way in which it treats its juvenile offenders in state-run facilities. On Thursday, an assembly committee approved legislation that would close both Lincoln Hills School for Boys and Copper Lake School for Girls in northern Wisconsin in favor of giving counties more control. In recent years, the two facilities have been marred by lawsuits and a federal investigation into how kids there are treated. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, some state lawmakers are singing the plan's praises, but counties have some concerns.
The plan to replace the state's two troubled juvenile facilities calls for counties to be given more control. Currently, counties and therefore taxpayers have footed the bill to house youth at the juvenile facilities about 3.5 hours north of Milwaukee at a cost of nearly $400 a day. The new plan calls for the Department of Corrections to maintain control of serious juvenile offenders while giving responsibility to counties for the others. The state would cover 95% of the cost of constructing facilities to house the youth. As far as operating costs are concerned, youth aides could be used to help offset. GOP Representative Michael Schrott chairs the Assembly Correction Committee and testified on Thursday. He says the goal of the new facilities is to not only keep kids closer to home, but to also reduce the recidivism rates while also ensuring the safety of the public.
Certainly they will be secure. Youth will not be in danger to public, will not be a danger to public safety. They will not, however, look like jails. The emphasis is on a residential setting that is more like a home.
Studies have shown that juvenile offenders who are kept closer to their support systems fare better in the end. In Wisconsin, those facilities have also been able to house and provide treatment for cheaper than the state. While each individual county could apply to run their own facility, it's unlikely, and the state is encouraging collaboration. Democratic Senator Lena Taylor says she's been working for years to get the state to move in this direction. She spoke at a hearing in Madison.
This bill is a step forward. Sometimes we make tiny steps around this building, but I do believe that this is a leap. I do believe that creating a different mindset for juvenile justice, giving Milwaukee County and other counties, it will also create that collaborative work to better address the needs of the juveniles that are in our system.
While the legislation is receiving lots of bipartisan praise, there are concerns. Amongst those concerns, who will pick up the tab for educating students in those regional facilities and the increased responsibility that will fall upon counties? Sarah Diedrich Kastorf is with the Wisconsin Counties Association.
The legislation that's before the committee today really is asking a lot of county government. We're asking counties to take on additional responsibility and increase liability with regard to the state's juvenile corrections system. Counties have expressed great concern about the risk that they're being asked to take.
Diedrich Kastorf says one of the biggest concerns is the timing. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake are expected to close in 2020.
We are working under a pretty compressed timeline here, not only with regard to trying to get something passed by the end of the session, but then the bill really has a relatively compressed timeline as well for, you know, for administrative rules to be written, for counties to develop plans and get them submitted to the Juvenile Corrections Grant Committee. You know, our counties are concerned that, you know, 3 months after they get the rules of the game, that they are going to have to come up with a plan to present to the Juvenile Corrections Grant Committee.
Diedrich Kastorf says the counties could start to incur costs relatively soon, with no money built into the budget. The Assembly Corrections Committee unanimously passed the legislation. The Assembly is set to take up the bill next week. However, the leader of the state Senate says he's not sure he will get the bill through before the end of the legislative session next month, delaying the process. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.